Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everybody, this is Carlo Chando, just back from Barcelona and the Spanish Grand Prix. Tell you what, that was one heck of a race. It was really gripping stuff from start to finish, and it was yet another sign that this World Championship battle is going to be probably one of the best ever, really. We see such close margins in qualifying and the race, and the way Ferrari and Mercedes are having to juggle things. It's just absolutely brilliant, and I think for everyone watching, the World Championship battle is really going to be an interesting one. And we're starting off the weekend. Barcelona is traditionally the race where we know everybody bring updates. Most of the teams bring bits and pieces, you know, to other races. But traditionally, the start of the European season, it's the first time they would have done four races, had four races of data. And they're back in Europe, so logistically it's a lot easier to be bringing new parts from the factory. So really, you know, Friday was all about looking around and seeing who brought those bits. And in the end, I think it's fair to say that Mercedes were the ones that really, from the outside, visually and visibly, looked to have made a big upgrade. Having said that, when you look, you have to, you know, take it all with a pinch of salt, because we, on the outside, don't know the philosophy behind those designs. We don't know whether there are bits and pieces that you know, teams have done under the radar, under the skin, that we can't see. Engine upgrades is a classic one. Weight, you know, again, we can't really tell those sort of things. But I think when you look at it, it was quite clear that Mercedes really, you know, they had a new front scoop underneath the nose, which was pretty dramatic. Dramatic looking, I should say. They had, you know, even the camera mounts were reprofiled. They had, changes to the rear floor, the engine cover, the monkey seat, the barge board. You know, there were a lot of bits and pieces that were modified. Ferrari and Red Bull, on the other hand, visually from the outside anyway, didn't look like they brought as many new parts. And, you know, Ferrari though, despite that, when you have to look at the lap time, because that's the ultimate charge, look to still be right in that hunt with Mercedes. So even without those bits, which means they've obviously done other things that we can't see. You know, they had a new T-wing and they had a couple of edits to the barge board and the front wing, but nothing as dramatic as the Merc. And the same with Red Bull, you know, they had a couple of minor tweaks. So yeah, it was interesting to see how aggressive Mercedes decided to be this weekend, and I'll be really interested to see going forward. Monaco's a bit unique anyway, but going forward from the next one onwards, really what bits and pieces people bring. Qualifying itself was really, really good. You know, I think FP3 showed that Ferrari were right in the hunt, and I don't think Lewis's lap was perfect. In fact, he did his best time on the first run of Q3, and he was actually, I think, a couple of tenths up if he'd closed out the final lap. So I think he had a couple of tenths in it, but so did Vettel. You know, Vettel's first and second sectors were really good, and then he made a bit of a mistake at the chicane, and we heard him ranting down the radio with a lot of swear words, saying how, you know, he thought that all weekend he's been missing the apex of the chicane, and he did it again in qualifying and didn't get hooked up. But once we got to the start of the race, I mean, they were hooked up. There was no question that those two, you know, you just had to listen to Lewis's team radio, and he was, you know, panting and huffing and puffing, just showing how hard he had to work. And I think that's great. You know, I think whether you're watching the Olympics or the Tour de France or any top line physical sport, swimming is another classic one. You know, you want to see these people, the athletes on show, using every little bit of energy they've got and putting in that 100% maximum effort to get the result. And I don't think we'd seen that in the past. So this generation of cars from 2017 has certainly helped that, I think. The physical strain on the drivers are really gone through the roof. So I think that's been really good to watch. I think the racing itself was fantastic in Melbourne. If you look at, in Barcelona, if you look at the moves Vettel had to pull on Bottas, and then the way Lewis had to come at Seb in the dirty air, I think, you know, the racing was really good. And we're seeing once again those quality moves. Okay, Lewis's move on Seb was still DRS assisted, but he had to be there. He had to be there in the middle sector and the final sector in the dirty air to be close enough to make the move. And actually, you know, I think the racing has been absolutely brilliant on Sunday. So where do we think this weekend was a bit different? Well, I think Mercedes particularly were really good at thinking on the go. You know, they made the interesting choice of going to the medium tire in the second stint of the race. They prolonged Lewis's first stint by I think it was 9 laps over Seb, which meant that he had less to do in the next two. And then they went to the medium tire on the heavy fuel. And as soon as they had the virtual safety car, although they pitted as the VSC was ending, they still gained a benefit, I think, because Lewis was already into the pit lane at that point. So they gained some benefit from that. They only did 14 laps on the medium tire, which was a lot slower than the soft this weekend, and they got rid of it. And in the end, I think that was a very clever move, because when you have lower fuel loads and you have a less heavy car, a lighter car, which you will at the end of the Grand Prix, and you've got more and more rubber put on the track, which again you have in the final stint, the soft tire will last longer. And I think by using the medium earlier on, they outfoxed Ferrari there, and therefore they put Lewis on the faster tire at the end. And despite the fact that he came out only just behind Seb when Seb rejoined on lap 37, you know, he had so much more pace, and that's the benefit. You become the hunter rather than the hunted, and Seb on the medium tires, you're just vulnerable. You know, you've got slower tires. We heard him say on the radio, there's nothing I could do, he just blasted past me. And I think that's something that we really, you know, it's been interesting, and I think that Mercedes did a really good job of thinking on the go. The strategist there, James Vowles and his team, I think they did a fantastic job of outfoxing Ferrari in some way. What also became clear to me this weekend was, okay, Bottas retired and Kimi retired, but once again, the two A-listers, Seb and Lewis, once again staked their claim as the number ones of the team. You know, you could argue that if Kimi had out-qualified Sebastian and been on the front row, he wouldn't have got into that tangle. Valtteri, yeah, he had the engine issue, but he was already a long way behind the lead two at that point. So it's status quo after a bit of a wobble from Sochi from Lewis. Status quo is resumed in some way. I think great races as well for Force India. They scored really solid points in that midfield battle. Ricardo, yeah, he got a podium, and that's always, you know, nice to celebrate. Going ahead to Monaco, which is his adopted home race. But 75 seconds behind the race winner, and that will not have escaped Adrian Newey and Red Bull's attention, and nor will it please them, to be honest. That's a long, long way to be behind. Barcelona's a tough track. There's no way to hide. You're always, you know, you ask of so much of the car, high speed, low speed, traction, braking, everything. But still, 75 seconds is a long way to be behind the Mercedes guys. Hülkenberg, Wöhrlein, both great races, great results, solid hollow points. The lap of the weekend has probably got to be Fernando Alonso's from qualifying. It's a shame he got messed up with Massa at turn one, but that was the most amazing lap, and I noticed F1 have put it on online, so if you get a chance, it's worth having a look at that onboard lap. It was just absolutely amazing. Off to Monaco next, a very different circuit, very different demands. But I think the usual suspects, Ferrari and Mercedes, are going to be right up there. There's no reason why they wouldn't. Both Lewis and Seb are brilliant around there. And we'll see how that race unfolds. So we'll see you in a couple of times in Monaco.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.